Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Tishi'i. So we're up now to the ninth Perek, which we began. We had to skip the Shivas Batamas, but we spoke about what the din is about the Tzlochis itself. And remember that Tzlochis is the shorthand for the actual Mayim HaMekudashim, which was passed around in a Tzlochis. The Shvoferet, that's a shorthand for the Efer Parah, as Gavi has shown us, and the Shoket is the shorthand for the Mayim that was brought together from the Mayim Chaim and then put into the Shoket in order for us to be able to do the Kiddush. So remember those shorthands, and we spoke about mixtures of water that got into it, and whether somebody mixed it purposefully or whether Tal fell into it, and so on, and we found the dinners that we were going to be marked on it, the Chachamim passed it, and as a matter of fact, we even have to wipe it out and make sure that there was nothing of the other moisture in it, even though there was a roof. Now, how about Mishnah Bit? How about if nafala tocha shkatzim or rimasim? So how about lizards fell into it, or rodents fell into it, into the mayim, and now they were in there so long that they actually were nidbakea, they cracked open these dead shratzim, and that means that whatever body fluids were there have gotten into the water, or maybe oshenishtanu marehem, or maybe because of the shratzim, we don't see that there was an actual opening of the body, but we do see a discoloration of the water, which implies that there was, in fact, an admixture of other fluids, then the water is posel. And if, however, a chipushit falls in, so that's chipushit, is that, those long multipedes that are actually kinds of worms, and that fell into it. So then, benkach u benkach, it doesn't matter whether it actually changed the coloration of the water or not. It would immediately be possible, the mayim, because these things are basically built like a shvoferet, and the water, that type of body plan, allows the water to come in one end and come out the other end. And in that case, it's always going to be mixed with fluids that were there, the digestive system of the chipushit, and therefore it would, by definition, be called a mixture, even though we don't see that it was not bakea, and it doesn't matter whether it died. It would still pasul v'pnei shikishvo feret. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov umrim, hadira v'hakina shebitfua. These are types, I don't know, maybe Baruch Avram knows what these types of small worm-like things are that grow in fields of Tvua. In that case, even if they were cracked open, they are so desiccate that it doesn't matter. If they should end them like, those kind of strange little bugs that you press on and it's hard to kill them and nothing ever comes out of them. And they're very, very disturbing because they're hard to get rid of. It's that kind of thing where ein b'hem lecha, and therefore you don't have to worry about a ta'arovet. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. This halacha, this is not brought halacha, that there's a difference between a chipushit or anything else. Mishnah Gimel. How about, nothing fell in, but shatat mi'en b'hema ochaya. So suppose an animal got hold of your left open sluchit and it drank from that, the water becomes pusl, because when the animal drinks, it dribbles. And there's always a little bit of saliva of the animal that falls into it. That's how some of the mefarshim learn. And the point is slightly different, the way the Rambam learns, is that what happens is that when an animal drinks, it takes the water and always dribbles out water. And that water that dribbles out is not that it's dribbling saliva, but that water is mixed with saliva, which is more. The reason that others don't learn this way is because that's really the end where we start discussing various birds. And here it's mashma, it's a different issue. Okay, but certainly that's how the Rambam understands it. And if we're kol ha'ufot, are poslimus hamayim, in other words, because of the fact that they will also dribble, but they dribble like the Rambam's dribble, and that's why some learn two different issues. So they will take water in, they suck water in, but then they let some of it out. Chutz min ha'yona, Yonah is motzetzet and sucks, pulls its beak out while it's sucking, continues to suck, and therefore there's no dribbling at all. So it's not that the water went into something else and then came back out again. So therefore, a mitzitza is kosher. Kol hashratzim, any type of shratzim they drink, enam poslim, because shratzim are also motzetzim, except for chulda. A chulda passes the mayim, because it licks the water. Just like a cat licks water. Licking the water, for sure, mixes it up with saliva in the mouth. And therefore, it's also a mixture. So, we have different ways of drinking. So you could have a bird that inserts its beak. You could have an animal that inserts its mouth. You can have an animal that licks. And we have to analyze each case to see whether we have a chashash, that there was an actual admixture of other things like saliva into the water. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer. Af ha-nachash. A nachash also passes because a nachash actually is meiti. It takes a little bit of water in, and it then will regurgitate some of that water back. And therefore, it's going to be mixed with digestive fluids, and it's passel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af ha-achbar, also passes, even though it doesn't lick. So again, you know, it's not clear 100% what the physiology is over here, but in any event, we don't pass like that anymore. Perek Tishii Mishnah Dalit. How about if you're just choshev al mechatat, lishtototam? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer pasal. There's a psul of actually even of machshava. Now, this is a little bit, I mean, interesting. Like, where would a psul of machshava come? The pashtus would be that it's a function of hesach hadas. If we learn that the inyanim and the Mishnah are really focusing on hesach hadas, it's a little bit easier to understand it. So we had that machlokas earlier. Remember the Ravitz approach and all of the malacha issues are really issues of hesach hadas. So over here, the pashtus is that we're talking about a psul of machshava of some kind and not of hesach hadas and if you're just chayshev, you no longer want to keep this as mechatas, you're going to drink it. So you're in a tight spot, and look, mechatas is very expensive, but this is all you got, you're going to have to drink it. So Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a pasal. Machshava alone is a psul in the mechatas. That's like the din of machshava of a korban. Fine. Obviously, when we talk about machshava alone, it means a statement along with the machshava, which is the normal meaning of machshava according to most mefarshim, even when it comes to kashya. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, no. Because this is very expensive stuff. And the person is not really committed to drinking it until he has to. So until the last minute, kishi yate, when he takes the tzluchis and he turns it to actually put his mouth to it, that's when it becomes possible. Even though you didn't drink. But other than that, we don't take your machshava seriously. Because they're still hoping that you won't have to actually drink it. I don't agree with any of this. There's no such thing as a psul of the mayim and the tzluchis. Only mayim she'ina mekudashim. There, if you didn't put the eifer yet into the mayim, yes, there I admit, of course, we know the chumrah is up until the point that ichmis bo eifer. Alva b'mayim ha'kudashim. You already were machmes efer? There, I say that actually, it's the opposite. Reb Eliezer, Omer, the water becomes pasul with the hataya. So with the machshava, it's only with the hataya, because since the mayim is mekudashim, that means he went to chatchila in order to make it kodesh, he's probably not going to really commit himself to drinking it. And therefore, he's still watching it during that time. And it's Rabbi Yoshua who says, Kishi yishteh. No, you would only pass it if you actually drink from it, because then it mixes with your own saliva. But what about if you were girger? What about if you gargled? Girger, same word for gargle, right? It comes from the sound itself. So there's gargar. So if you were megarger, so then you don't really drink. What you do is you put water in your mouth and then you put your head back. But that means that there's never an opportunity to mix with saliva. So if you were megarger, so then it would be kosher, because you were never mixing it with any saliva at all. Okay, so as I said, some understand the discussion over here to be a question of Hesach Hadas and not a new psul of Machshava at all.